I've got a question for you today, and very simply, I would like to know, what is your attitude to Tai Chi, to your Tai Chi? Doesn't matter where you are in your experience, in your journey, I guess. I hate that word, I apologize. In learning Tai Chi and in playing it. But, yeah. Has anyone ever asked you that? And what would your answer be? For me, Tai Chi is something, as a teacher, you know, a temptation is to say, oh, it's my form, I own this, I teach a particular style, like, you know, a certain sense of ownership of it. Which is, I guess, how a lot of Westerners would teach any subject. But it's completely the wrong approach to Tai Chi. The whole point of Tai Chi is for you to get out of the way and allow the form to be. There's a famous saying that when the master moves, all you see are his slippers. And this is what this means, is that the man, his own personality, his own strengths, his own weaknesses, his own makeup, goes when he's playing the form, or she for that matter, and what you've got instead is just the form. And that's the level we're all working towards, where we are completely out of the way, and all that's left is the Tai Chi being played. And this is why, as a teacher, I don't describe it as my form at all. I don't feel an ownership of the Tai Chi form. I feel a guardianship of it, I guess. I feel that I hold the form in trust to preserve it, improve it where we've lost things over the years, and ultimately to pass it on to the next generation of teachers and of players as well. But how can anyone own something when the whole point of it is for you to disappear? It's just a complete contradiction.